Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. So the other day I was talking here with our guy Kang. And Kang, I feel like you, I don't know if you lived out the dream necessarily, but you decided to pull the trigger on a purchase of something that I think every guy envisions someday doing.
Oh, it's always been a dream, Doug.
Yeah.
Always.
And
for me.
And you decided, all right, I'm gonna go ahead and do it. I'm gonna go ahead and do it.
Yep.
And that was, you decided you were going to, I'll start with the description. You're going to upgrade your TV. And so you were at a store?
Well, it was online. Well, I've been to the store. I've seen it in person.
All right.
But I ended up purchasing, online.
Okay, did they deliver it or did you go pick it up?
That's why. No, they delivered it. That's why I was like, oh, when this online, they're just going to send it right here, you know?
All right, so you pulled the trigger on the new TV. What'd you get?
Got an 82-inch screen television.
What? I don't. Dude. What, do you have an accent wall?
We have very high ceilings in our living room, so it's plenty of space, It's like 22 feet ceilings. So it's a big, we don't have any pictures on that side or anything. It's just a big empty, not empty because we had a TV, which was before that was a 58-inch.
Right.
At the time when I purchased it 10 years ago, was like, wow, that thing's huge, right? 58 mm-hmm. inches. And then time goes by and new technology, of course, changes like every second, not just every year.
Right.
It doesn't seem as big anymore. And then, with TVs, especially, everyone knows this when they're shopping. And by the way, you can't go to a Sam's Club, a Costco, a Best Buy, or wherever, and not stop at you don't even need a TV, but you got to stop at
every single time.
Always.
You have to.
Target, Meijer, it doesn't matter. God. Every place, you always stop and look at the TV.
You see that koala bear eating that bamboo?
I did.
It's amazing.
Is that 4K? That's 4K. It's 4K,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
4K, yeah.
Look at that beehive. I've never seen such brilliant colors.
I love time-lapse flowers unfolding.
Right?
But anyway.
I need to watch more nature shows.
So you basically bought that giant TV in the front of Costco.
Basically. Yeah. Like,
now there's a couple approaches guys can take. One is that one, the massive, and you got 82 inches. You decided to do that over the,
thank you, Doug.
Yeah. You decided to do that over the multiple TVs.
Yeah. There's obviously you could do a smaller TV as your main TV and then two or three smaller TVs.
Right.
So you can get the March Madness comes around, right? Or even NFL Sunday where you get the Lions on one, Red Zone, maybe another game you're very interested in, college football Saturday, multiple big games going on. So yeah, that's another dream,
which is what I did the command center with the three TVs and I cannot wait for Saturday at noon.
But those TVs are usually more similar in size.
Yep.
I mean, this 82 inch is like,
I got one 55 inch and then two 30 inch TVs.
Okay.
So.
Makes more sense to me. Like that.
But that's a man cave situation.
That's a man
this
cave
is actually
situation.
Like your living
so,
room.
So yeah, is that the plan, is to leave it in the living room or?
Okay. So the plan was we're going to start finishing our basement, have an extra, space and things like that, especially with the new child. She takes up a lot of space upstairs all of a sudden. So we want our own area, right? So the plan was to buy this TV. That's why we bought it in the first place, to put it in the basement. Basement's not finished or nowhere near close to be finished, so we got to put it up somewhere. So I'm like, hey, let's just replace the old TV. And now I'm thinking it's too big for the basement. It's too big to man cave with other smaller TVs. We might just, move the 58-inch downstairs, which is fine.
I was going to say that 58-inch
ain't exactly
too big for the basement.
we'll put that downstairs. But now we've had it for like a week now. Every day I look at it, and I'm like, this thing is too big, I think. It's to the point where you, our kitchen is, you can see the TV from the kitchen. Like, that's perfect. You know, you could be over the sink, you know, you could be eating dinner, and it looks perfect. You walk into the living room, you're like, the IMAX, you know what I mean? Like, oh my God.
It's
like,
just too much for the room.
I feel like it's too much, and should I take more time? I started, like, should I Google? I don't know, there's like, TV experts out there. What's the perfect distance from couch to television?
These are things you have to look at. It's the distance from couch to TV.
Yep.
And it depends on how high up the wall the TV is. I mean, if you've got the TV, like I'm not a fan at all of mounting a TV over a fireplace.
Well, they say that you're not supposed to do that.
I hate it. Yeah, I
really don't like it. It's unnatural to put your head cocked up like that. Right. So, but that means you have to get a TV stand typically. And,
well, I have my mounted on the wall.
Or some kind of piece of furniture. Or you can mount it on the wall. Exactly. But if you're going to mount an 82-inch TV on the wall, you like steel reinforced, make sure that
you got it. Is that tough to do? Or did they actually do that for you?
No, I just bought the – well, I already had a mount on the wall that was already secure enough for this 80. Because 82 inches, actually, it's under 100 pounds. So it's the way they make TVs now, it's crazy.
It's crazy. They're so light, Doug.
There's no borders.
And they're cheap relative to what they used to be.
I bet this TV – weighed less than his old one.
Yeah, probably. I think my old one, which was not like a tube or anything like that, but it was the older, you know.
Even the advancement year over year, but Kang's all wrong, man. You can never have too big of a TV, ever, anywhere in your house.
I don't know.
Depending on the size of the room, you can.
Yeah, Evan came sprinting into the studio, shaking his head, no.
Dude, I've been in Kang's house. It's not too big for that room.
Oh, I know.
By any means.
I think that room, I think he's right, though. In a man cave?
Well, this
is
where...
It might be too much. It depends how big your man cave is. That's a big living room you have, if I recall. It's pretty spacious.
It's not bad. Yeah, it's got room, for sure.
But Kang, if there's something that I stand by in life, there's two things. Michigan State's the best of all time. And B, your man cave has to have a bigger TV than your living room. You can't downsize going downstairs. You can't. Oof. Kang, if you do,
I know the
just
best
move
TV,
out. Get a new house.
I get you. The best TV should be the TV where you watch, you know, all the sports.
Correct.
Yeah, watch the most, go downstairs.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. And normally I'd like to agree with Evan on this. I certainly agree with him about the Michigan State part. But with the TVs, I think if you go man cave, now he's allowed to add to the man cave. He's got the 58-inch there. Now, if he wants to go get a couple of 40-inch TVs and flank it, now you're talking, because now you're talking all types of surface space. Now you're talking 130 inches or whatever, or 160 inches. No, 50 and 80. Yeah, 130 inches, almost 140 of TV space. That's a TV.
But you won't do it, Kang. I'm telling you, you'll go downstairs, you'll see the smaller TV, and you're like, what am I doing? I'm just going to go upstairs and watch this massive screen that I have.
If he flanks it with other ones, you think it looks totally different? Because then now you have the command center.
I'm speaking from experience. I had the three TVs down in my basement, just like Doug's setup, the two smaller and the one in the middle. And then you know what? I decided that I was going to get some big kahunas and get a bigger TV for upstairs. And guess where I ended up watching everything? Upstairs, because the doper TV was up on my living room wall. And then I was like, what am I doing here? Three TVs down there. And I'm watching one. So, Kang, you're going to get in the same problem. What you need now is a big projector down in the basement.
Kang, he's wrong.
He's absolutely wrong. Has Doug ever been right?
I'll tell you this. I have the configuration he just described. I have the big TV in the basement, the bigger of the three. My TV upstairs in the living room is the biggest TV we have. The basement is where I go.
But are you going down there to get away, too?
What's the newer TV, Doug? The one upstairs or the one downstairs?
The one downstairs, but it's smaller.
But it's probably got a better picture.
But that's the thing.
I really don't know which one has a better picture. Right. I'll just tell you that I'm perfectly happy with having a smaller TV in the man cave because it's got the three TV set up. Now, if it's just one game I'm watching, I'll probably watch it upstairs. But if I want to escape, I can, and I'm happy.
All right, but here's where I'll back Doug up. You guys have seen my house, and I've got the room I'm in now with the guitars has the bigger of the TVs in my house. I usually don't watch TV in this room. I watch TV in my other room, the den, if you will, that has a much smaller TV. It's not a small TV, but it's much smaller in comparison.
All right, so 248-539-9797. Can a TV be too big? You ever bought a TV and said, that's just too big? Are you, Kang, do you have the receipt?
Oh, yeah, I can still return it.
Oh, he's not taking
it. I'll buy it off you if that's the case.
How long do you have to?
I think it's 30 days.
I'll give you 60, dude, in the Jenkins return.
The Jenkins return guarantee?
Yeah, I'll pay for it.
And you are how many days into the 30 days?
Maybe
a week?
Eight? Yeah.
Your first thought was it's too big, and a week later you still think it's too big?
It might still be too big. I mean, listen, my daughter is not even two yet. Well, I was watching the Lomo fight. She's the size of the fighters on the screen. It's like amazing. I'm like, oh my God, this is huge.
We've had this debate for a week straight. He sent the box. I think it's too big. And I said, are you crazy? Put it on the wall. I think it's too big. And I said, yet again, why are you texting me this? I don't want to hear that.
I'm gonna send you a picture of it.
I'm going to Gator Doug. I don't know if I sent you the picture of my daughter next to the TV.
Yes.
I'm going to send that picture to you guys.
Send it to me. I want to see just how big this thing is.
You want me to send a pic so you can see how big it is?
See how big
you're sending
Kang.
The TV,
all right,
right?
I'll send it to you, Gator. Tell me how big it is.
See how big Kang's is. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1. Doug Carson, Scott Anderson, 97.1. The ticket.
Game day. Uncensored. Game day. Uncensored.
I was listening to a little Game Day Uncensored this week. Mike, he doesn't wear pants while he does that show, does he?
No. Well, no. I get because he does it from home, but no.
Uncensored for more reasons than one. All right. So, Kang, you have not. So, you did experience a football weekend with the 82-inch TV.
Yeah.
All right.
It was big. Yeah. It was very large.
You just think it might be too big for your house, too big for your room, and it is such a thing of having too big of a screen. And this
What kind of couch do you have?
It's not one of the sectionals, so I have a couch and a love seat. So the couch is on the side where I like to lay down, and it's closer to the TV than where the love seat is, which is like right directly, you know, facing the TV, but further back.
You may want to switch that up.
Well, then you can't get through area where to the kitchen dining room table.
How far back can you put a couch or love seat from sitting like before you run out of room?
It's as far back as it goes already. So I looked up. I had the wife measure. She says it's like 13 feet from that love seat to the TV. And then I Googled it.
From the front of the love seat?
Yeah.
So where your knees are.
Yeah, where your knees are. If you're like leaning over your knees to watch, right?
Gotcha.
I Googled it, proper distance from TV to sofa, and they do have, someone wrote something up here, perfect proximity, the optimal TV viewing distance.
Okay, what is it?
Depending on the size of your TV.
Sure.
All right, so we'll go straight to the big ones, right? A 75-inch TV, you should sit between 9.5 and 15.5 feet away from the screen. 9.5 is way too close. I'm at 13 right now, and it feels big.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Kevin's in Canton. He's on 97.1. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
Kev.
First of all, Kang, welcome to I'm an adult, so I do what I want. And buy the
TV. No, right?
Because I did the same thing. But, dude, let me help you out here, okay? It's perfect for the man cave, and here's why. Okay, I use an Apple TV. We cut the wire, you know, with one of those whatevers. ESPN, you can watch multiple games at one time through their app. So if you got a smart TV, it's probably the same thing.
You can split the screen.
So literally, Saturday morning at noon, I put on whatever game I'm interested in, and that's got the sound. And then I've got three games to my right that I can switch over to and go back and forth. So
wait a minute, you can do like your own Octobox type thing?
Yes, yes, exactly right. You can have four, I think it's up to six games at once. Yeah.
Six?
So
go quad on that,
it changes
the
game, I'm telling you, dude, because especially during COVID, like, do we really care about what Kentucky is doing to Arkansas or whatever? But you can put on a game you do care about, and if something interesting, it's like making your own red zone.
Well, you do if you have the under, so you do care then.
Yeah.
But, that makes a ton of sense. That's
So I suggest getting that in your man
game
cave.
Changer.
And then just game. Anyway, so, and then you're just down there for 4 hours watching all the games.
Actually, Kevin, that idea is kind of badass.
Wow, that's a game changer.
Split it up and looks. Wow.
You're welcome,
game,
gentlemen.
Set,
have a great
match.
Day.
It looks like that scene behind the bar, the best sport. Actually, you know what it looks like? It looks like a sports book in Vegas.
Yes.
That's what it looks like.
The William and Kang sports book. Yes. Yes. I got to find a William to watch with me.
248-539-9797. Brad's in Sterling Heights. Hi, Brad.
How you doing?
What's up?
So you guys are talking about having several TVs, and I have kind of a man cave that we made in the basement. And, you know, I call it man cave both for me and the kids. One, it was originally set up for the kids to play their video games. I have, you know, a couple of sons, one play on one side, one play on the other side, and the a 65-inch TV in the middle. But I haven't been able to figure out when they're not playing video games, how to get multiple games on the TVs without getting multiple cable boxes.
Well, I don't have that. I have multiple cable boxes, and I don't love it.
So you're paying the price
expensive,
for each rent on each cable box, right?
Yep. Well, are the other TVs smart TVs?
I have two smart TVs that I stream through, but in the basement there's two cable boxes. And one of the TVs on the wall is a smart TV. Yeah.
I was going to say if you have Xfinity, you can mention something about a command center.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the three TVs in the basement. One is streaming, and I got two cable boxes, and they're on different sides of the room, so I know the cable box with the blue tape goes to the right and without the blue tape goes to the left.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't know if anyone else had a better idea to do this because it's kind of expensive.
It is kind of expensive. Streaming is better for that. We're kind of locked in because one of those TVs down there isn't a smart TV, but.
Well, depending. Oh, he's gone.
I can get a Roku. Yeah. Put the Roku down there.
That's what I was about to say. That's the move. And they have a Comcast app on there, and it's just like the box.
I went and got a Roku at Home Depot for I think it was $39.99. And I didn't realize that I didn't have to subscribe to anything. You just plug it in and go.
Yeah.
And now I take it with me everywhere.
It's your subscriptions that it's going off of.
We went to, my kid had a soccer tournament in Indianapolis, and we drove down there, and it was on a college football Saturday. And I brought a TV, the Roku, and we set up in the parking lot. And I had the TV going watching football.
Yeah, because the Roku has the Fox Sports app, the ESPN app. It has all of the apps that you would need to stream football, and it's awesome. So that's how you turn your TV into a smart TV.
Yeah, I'm a big fan, and I think someday it'll be the full conversion. But in the meantime, Kank's got an 82-inch TV, and here's some
too small.
He thinks it's too big. Feedback, just finished my basement, 145-inch projector and screen with amazing sound system, incredible to watch games on.
145?
These are TVs that should be measured in feet, not inches.
Is that on the side of his house?
Yeah, it's like
your garage door.
He basically has a 12-foot TV.
That's 12-foot TV, man.
Chad says, only one answer, 82 inches in every room.
Ooh. Oh, that's how I even up, level the playing field.
Yep.
Well, that's the other route you go.
Of course you can have a TV that's too big. There is an actual ideal ratio based on the viewing distance.
All right, hater.
Another one here. From an unnamed texter. So there's no options between 58 and 82 in TVs?
Well, when she says okay with 82, I don't think you
have to. Yeah, you're going backwards. That's crazy talk.
I got the okay.
You're okay with this? Oh, okay.
I'm telling you though, Kang.
Check out.
Good, because I ordered it yesterday. Yeah. Quick.
A year and a half ago, I got a 70-inch.
Add to cart.
And I was like, this is great. And now I go downstairs and I'm like, it's too small. And you're going to have that same opinion, King.
Dude,
give it a month.
This
you're
stops.
Gonna, no.
At, no, and honestly, like we know technology gets better every year. And size has gone up every year. At what point does society say, that's it. 90 inches. No one gets a TV bigger than that, right? This is too much. Because we're not getting bigger as people. We're not like,
well, we kind of are.
We are not that much. But we grow 8 inches every year.
I'm not getting any taller or bigger, and you're not getting any taller or bigger, but our children are.
I'm actually going to be getting smaller with the treadmill, so.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them what you got last night when you went to get dinner.
No, well, that was two nights ago.
Okay.
We went out. I was trying to get these sandwiches for myself and my wife. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have the tuna quinoa that she wanted, right?
Because you ain't eating
Excuse
that.
Excuse me?
Yeah. So
what
I mean, the tuna quinoa sandwich, it's a specialty that she loves.
She's the opposite of the way Evan eats, okay? Just for people that don't know.
That's my girl right there.
I get Doug's like, tuna quinoa.
Oh. Yeah, I get the corned beef, okay? So
yeah, exactly.
We make it right.
Yeah.
So they didn't have that. So I decided I was going to make an executive decision, and I was just going to make an egg sandwich for both of us, right? So I grab some English muffins. I get the whole wheat for her. I get the regular for me. And then I walk down the candy aisle and I see there's bottle caps. And I'm like, I love bottle caps. So I'll grab those. Mm-hmm. And then I saw dots. And I'm like, well, I wanted chewy to go with my chalky candy, right? So I got that. And then when I get home, I'm starting to pull items out of the bag. And I'm like, huh. I'm like, they gave me somebody else's bag with all my items. So on the kitchen counter, you'll see the muffins, the candy, and then all the items that weren't mine. So my wife, she goes, why did you buy all this? And I'm like, you think that I bought that green crap sitting over there?
But here's the thing.
The salmon.
My man thinks he's losing like 27 pounds.
Just bought two bags of candy.
He bought no, two it's
dots, and bottle it's, caps.
And dots and bottle yeah. caps and says, I'm not eating that green crap.
Dots, okay, first off, are low in calories. I don't know if you know your candy, but maybe not. I mean, that's probably serving size, not for the box.
Right. Yeah, it's like, right. It's like four pieces.
Probably.
Only 100 calories per serving.
And bottle
serving
caps,
size, one bottle cap.
It's only 10 grams of sugar per dot. Is that like?
Dude, you see bottle caps, you have to get them. It's kind of like the Randy Jackson. If you see them, you're not going to have them sign your sword.
I swear to God, you and I don't live on the same planet.
Yes, we do.
I've walked past those things successfully
They're
for the
so
last
good.
35 years.
They're like an upgraded Necco. Do you know what the Necco wafer is?
Yes,
also
do.
Very, very good.
You should bottle go get
caps
some of those.
I remember bottle caps as a kid were pretty good. If you got the root beer ones. Are
yes,
really
or the orange or the pot. Like I even like the gummy Coke bottles.
Did
like,
you get
I'll
them
get
all?
Those.
You should get them all.
Doug, you don't have to tempt me on that one. I have still April 20th, man. April 20th.
You should stop on the way home. And then get them all.
You know what? Have Kang invite me over. I'll watch football with him, and I'll bring all the candy. Ask
hey,
Kang.
Look, man, those bottle caps give you energy to get on that treadmill.
I went to Kang's diaper party at his brother's house.
Yeah.
Cleared his entire brother's house out of candy.
I'm sure you did.
By himself. It wasn't like, you know, we have food out on the table. He wanted stuff behind the cabinets. You know what I mean? Behind the, in
just
the drawers.
Just real quick. I still wish you luck.
It's going to happen, Doug. I'm sure telling you, you're going to be taking pictures of me and photoshopping your face on my body to show to your wife. And she's going to be like, wow, Doug, you have been working out.
Oh, Doug, you're short. 248-539-9797.
And more bald than usual.
97.1 the ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.